Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast with Lucky Egede. This is the series we have been discussing the role of planning in the success journey. And we have taken 9 episodes in the past. This is our 10th episode, which I have titled Measuring Success. Before we go into discussing measuring success, I want to request that you take time to click the notification button. Subscribe to this channel so that you get notified whenever we publish. Do give us a like if we have been a blessing to you, and also share it among your friends and loved ones. Thank you for doing that. So, measuring success is our topic for discussion today. After the start of implementation, you know, last week we talked about implementation of the plan. After we have used 8 weeks to talk about what planning is, what is planning, how do you plan, what are the benefits of planning, what are the setbacks for people who refuse to plan. Last week we talked about the need for implementation of the plan. It is no use planning if you will not implement it, and plans that are not implemented are mere wishes. There are actually no plan at all. So when you started implementation, something will come up along the line. There is need to measure. So that's the thing we want to discuss today: regular check of progress against plan. What do we set out to achieve? What have we achieved so far? Where are we going? How many steps are we taking? How many steps are left of the journey? So measuring success against a plan is a crucial aspect of project management, ensuring that the objectives set forth are being met and that the project is on track. Somebody said, speed is of no use if it is towards the wrong direction. So measuring your success we help you to know whether you are even in the right direction. It's not enough that you are speeding. Are we on track? This process involves establishing clear key performance indicators that align with the project's goals. These metrics must be defined at the outset to help team members effectively gauge progress and make informed decisions throughout the project life cycle. Many other reasons why this is necessary will include: number one, goal alignment. Why do we need to measure success? Like I said, speed is useless if you are in the wrong direction. So goal alignment is to ensure that everyone is aligned with the organization's goals and objectives. What have we set out to achieve? Where are we going? Are we on the road? Every member of the team. We are not cooking with firewood to get 2 people fetching firewood into the fire and 1 person removing firewood from the fire. We will not cook anything. So providing a clear direction for action. Everyone is on the same page. So if the people are of one language, nothing they determine to do can be withheld from them. Every member of the team must be aligned to the goal. That's the way it can be achieved. Number two, performance evaluation. Measuring success allows organizations or even individuals to evaluate the performance of strategies. Teams and individuals will identify what works and what doesn't. This is the reason I said there are not only one way to get results. They must be open-minded. This is important at the implementation stage. When you are implementing, be open to criticism. Measure your goal. Am I on track? Am I achieving what I set out to achieve? If somebody brings in an idea, oh, this thing you are doing can be done better, we should not close our mind and say, no, it wasn't in my plan. Like, well, I was discussing with somebody today, we had to buy a transformer. You just get to the office, they say the transformer is blown and there is no light. I need to buy another transformer. They say it's not in the budget. You know, in theory, you always talk of what is in the budget, what is not in the budget. Do you stay inside the dark until 1 year? No. You get to the office, your generator is in pieces. It knocked. You need to buy a new one. It's not in the budget. We need to look at those things that we come, that we didn't anticipate. How do we make provisions for them? Number three in measuring your success is accountability. The measuring of success promotes accountability among team members. When expectations are clear, assignments are clearly distributed, every member is aware of what is expected of him or her, individuals can, at this point, be held responsible for their contributions. Each person, the organization holds you accountable, your team members hold you accountable, you also hold yourself accountable. You know the part of this work that is left on your table, and that until you do it, you are holding the rest of the team backwards. When you understand that, you know laziness and procrastination will have no space. Number four, resource allocation. When you track progress against a plan, it helps to optimize the use of your resources, including time, money, the personnel available. Are they properly allocated? Are they properly deployed? Are they properly positioned to do what is expected of each person to achieve the best result? No organization has enough of all that it requires. Even the richest nation in the world is imposing tariffs everywhere to generate more resources. So it is not your own unit that has all the resources and doesn't need more. Resources can be allocated and reallocated with some aspects of the project suspended if it's not going to add any value, to make room for more urgent parts of the project. Some can be executed at a later date. You just discover, okay, this one can hold on so that this one can be done for us to get a successful project. Number five, adaptive strategy. Regular measurement enables organizations to be flexible. So if certain aspects aren't performing as expected, adjustments can be made promptly to adapt projects to what works, and you delete what does not work. There are some things that before you went into the field, you thought, oh, this will be the best thing that will happen to us. By the time you get to the field, you see that it may not even be needed. You can do away with that and still have a successful project. You channel the resources from that one to the ones that need more resources and make them more efficient. Number four, tracking your success will help you to make informed decisions, both as individual and as an organization or a team. So you have informed decision making. Data-driven insights help in making informed decisions. This reduces the risk and enhances the likelihood of success. The best of intentions can be wrong. The sincerest of persons may be working in error. Evaluation aimed at measuring the success against plan can help to identify and to correct errors and promote overall success. When errors are identified early enough, because we hold meetings, we do appraisals, we check what each person is doing and see the ones that are not working and see what is working, we are able to channel, make decisions that will be in the overall benefit of the organization. Number seven, motivation and morale. Evaluation of ongoing projects helps to identify what is working. Celebrate milestones and successes to boost team morale and team motivation. This has the effect of encouraging continued effort and commitment. People that have opportunity to gather together and check where are we on this project. By the time you check, oh, the project we said we are going to do for 5 months, this is 2 months and we have reached 60%. Everyone is now on track trying to beat deadline. And if in the process of evaluation we find that we are behind time, it will also give us a wake-up call. Oh, why are we behind time? Some of the things that we are supposed to do that we have not done, that we thought we have more time, you now realize from that evaluation that you don't have more time. You wake up to do it. And number 8, long-term planning. Understand how well a plan is executed. If we understand how well our plan is being executed, we can give us information about future projects and plans and guide improvements and innovation. If you don't know where you are going to, you must know where you are coming from. Now, let's look at the metrics to evaluate success against plan. How do we go about this? To effectively measure success, it's essential to identify and track key performance indicators that reflect the project's objectives. These metrics can vary depending on the project's nature, but generally include parameters such as completion rates, budget adherence, quality of deliverable, stakeholder satisfaction, and time management. These are nearly of universal application. You know, as I said, projects may be different from person to person and goals may vary, but certain things are of universal application in project implementation. Let's look at it in detail. We look at completion rates. They provide insight into how much of the project has been accomplished compared to the initial plan. 6 months project, we have done 3 months. Have we done 50% of the project? We now know whether we need to increase our speed or we need to celebrate ourselves that we're about to beat deadline. This metric helps to assess whether the project is progressing as expected or if adjustments are needed to meet deadlines. Number 2, check budget adherence. This is another critical metric, ensuring that the project is financially on track and resources are being used efficiently. Regular budget reviews can help identify potential overspending very early in the life of the project. This will allow for corrective actions to be done. And when we are on a project that we are not likely to finish because of the paucity of fund, inflation has escalated project cost and the rest, we know early enough to know if we need to approach, seek help from bank, from financial institutions, from other people, friends and family for intervention, rather than suddenly see that there is no resource left and we have to abandon the project. Projects are not meant to be abandoned if we do analysis of our adherence to budget. What have we spent money on? What is still left to be spent on? And how much money do we have left? Number 3, quality of deliverables. We evaluate the quality of deliverables. This is evaluated through various means, such as testing peer reviews and client feedbacks. You help people to appraise you in whatever you are doing. So high quality outputs indicate that the project meets the required standard and fulfill its intended purpose. Let's be good listeners when we are running projects. Number 4, stakeholder satisfaction is gauged through surveys, feedback sessions, and regular updates. This metric helps ensure that the project meets the expectations of those invested in its success. And number 5, time management metrics, such as on-time task completion and adherence to the project schedule, are crucial to ensuring that the project stays on track and meets its deadline. So by consistently monitoring these KPIs, team members can make data-driven decisions and maintain a clear understanding of their progress. Regular reflection and assessment of these metrics allow for timely adjustment and continuous improvement. Let's look at reflection and reassessment technique in project evaluation. So, reflection and assessment are essential practices for improving project performance and outcomes. These techniques include regular team meetings to evaluate progress, individual performance reviews, and the use of feedback loops. Team meetings offer an opportunity for open dialogue where team members can discuss what is working well, and what needs improvement. Performance reviews help identify strengths and areas for development, providing a basis for targeted training and support. It's from these reflections you say, okay, this person is not getting it right because he needs to learn more. It's not because the person is not ready to work, but he does not have sufficient knowledge or sufficient experience, and we need to do more training, provide more support, bring a more experienced hand to assist this person. So feedback loops, such as client reviews and stakeholder consultation, ensure that the project remains aligned with expectations and can adapt to changing times and requirements. So additionally, data analysis tools can be employed to assess trends and patterns in project performance. These have the power to offer valuable insights for future planning. Another important technique in project appraisal and implementation that we'll look at is the after-action reviews, or we can call it the post-mortem review, which involve a detailed examination of the project's successes and failures. This process helps uncover root causes of issues and identify best practices that can be applied to future projects. By fostering a culture of continuous learning and improvement, teams can enhance their effectiveness and achieve better results over time. Finally, we'll talk about celebrating milestones and learning from failures. We have mentioned this earlier in the passing, that milestones should be celebrated. Failures are not fatal. They remain valuable source of lessons and instructions. Failures are pivotal aspects of project management that contribute to team morale and long-term success. Recognizing achievements not only boosts team spirit, but also reinforces the value of hard work and dedication. There are people who, the only thing that makes you a supervisor is to point out errors. We need to, if your project must be successful, you need to identify those who are working, those who are doing good, and say, I commend you. Milestones should be celebrated with enthusiasm, whether through formal events, informal gatherings, or tokens of appreciation. Such celebration provide a moment of reflection, allowing the team to acknowledge their progress and recharge for the next phase of the project. Conversely, learning from failures is equally important. Adopting a constructive approach to setbacks enables teams to transform challenges into opportunities for growth. When failures occur, it is crucial to conduct thorough analysis to understand the underlying factors. This involves open discussions where team members can share their perspective, fostering a collaborative environment for problem solving. by addressing failures candidly and thoughtfully, teams can develop resilience and adaptability, essential qualities for navigating complex projects. To sum it all, balancing the celebration of milestones with proactive approach to learning from failure cultivates a dynamic and resilient team. This combination not only enhances project outcomes, but also contributes to the personal and professional development of team members, ultimately driving continuous improvement and innovation. This is where we will draw the curtain on the Candid Cast for today. Thank you for staying tuned. God bless you.